One quick thing before our meeting wraps up. I understand that it's summer and everyone is taking days off to go do fun things. I don't care if you do that. But you can't call out sick every hot day, nor can you only give me an hour heads up. You can take the day off, just request it. I won't ask. Sorry. I just got a jarring message from someone. Don't worry, don't worry. It's not from corporate or anything. None of you guys are going to be punished. Just the person who sent me this message is going to have some consequences in a little bit. It's not important though. Where was I? That's right. Just use your PTO instead of sick time if you want to take time off. That's it for the meeting today. Go out there and do your best. I need to talk to you privately. There's a matter of discussion that we need to have that is not appropriate to have in front of all your colleagues. I'm sure you wouldn't want them to hear us discuss such a personal matter, right? Then come along. Just down the hall, but you already know that. Why did you take a seat? I don't remember giving you permission to sit. So you understand that I didn't give you permission and you still did it. Just like when you sent me that photo of yourself during the meeting. What exactly were you trying to accomplish with that? Oh, you were bored and you wanted the meeting to end. That's your excuse? Couldn't put aside your own desires to listen to your boss tell you the rules of your workplace? You really are an abhorrent slut, aren't you? I had important information to tell your coworkers about how to use their time off, and you had to make everything about yourself. How could you be so selfish? I thought I taught you better than that, but it's clear that nothing sticks in that brat brain of yours. It's clear to me that the only way you're ever going to learn is through swift discipline. Allowing some time between the act and the punishment makes you forget why you're being punished. I know what I'm going to do with you. Get out of the chair and put your hands on my desk. That wasn't a request. Hurry up if you don't want to make things worse for yourself, brat. Oh, so now you decide to listen. At least that brain of yours is functioning, even if your common sense isn't. Keep your hands on the desk. If I see you remove them for even a second, I will switch from spanking you with my hands to spanking you with a paddle. The sound of the paddle is a lot harder to muffle than the sound of my hand. Something you know firsthand, right? If you don't want all your coworkers to see you being punished like a petulant child, then I suggest you keep those hands on the desk like you were told to. Oh, what do we have here? You're not wearing any underwear. It seems like a certain brat was anticipating this, wasn't she? I could already see your pussy starting to get wet just from being bent over and exposed like this. Seems someone has a thing for humiliation. You're pathetic. Are you also going to come just from me spanking your ass? I bet you're desperate enough. You don't have to worry about keeping count, my pretty slut. I'm going to keep spanking you until I think you've learned your lesson. Or until you're begging for forgiveness. Whichever comes first, of course. I'm sure you'll be in pain, begging and crying, asking me to stop. Which one do you think is going to come first? See, I think you might beg first. Pleading with me to stop because you've learned your lesson. Do you even remember why I'm punishing you in the first place? Come on, think about it, baby girl. Think really hard. Why am I punishing you? It's more than you misbehaving. Try again. Why are you being spanked over my desk at work? You did send me a nude of yourself during a meeting. Very good. You're getting closer as to why you're being punished, but you haven't reached it yet. Really think for me. Why are you being punished? Come on. Tell me why you're being punished. Oh, there you go. Would you look at that? You're correct. It seems like the spanking worked. Now, what do you say since you decided to be a teasing slut during a work meeting? What do you say to me? That's right. You apologized. What do you say to me for correcting your behavior? You're very welcome, baby girl. Now say it all together. That's my good girl. I knew she was in there. You're forgiven because you took your spanking so well. You kept your hands on the desk and everything. My good girl. I think for taking your punishment so beautifully, you deserve a reward. Don't you? Yeah, it does. Oh, we're just gonna get down here on my knees and... Wow. Look at how wet you are, you little slut. You were enjoying your punishment, weren't you? Only a slut would get wet when she's being punished like this. And what a fucking wet pussy you have. Here, open your mouth and suck on my finger. I want you to taste yourself, baby girl. That's it. Suck my finger, just like that. Don't you taste delicious? Such a good girl, getting so wet from being spanked. Why don't you move your legs further apart from me? Oh, good slut. Now keep your hands planted on the desk, just like during the spanking. If your hands move, you have to wait for permission to come. If you keep them still, then you can come whenever you need to. I think you're up for the challenge. Wouldn't you agree? So yummy, baby girl. I can practically taste the desperation. You know? Oh. I assumed you would be more embarrassed by this. Have a little more humility. After all, I just spanked you and now you're so fucking wet. It's practically dripping down your thighs, isn't it, little slut? You like being hurt that much? That much of a little masochist for me? Oh, that's my good girl. Oh, I just love how you feel on my tongue, how my mouth can just lap at you. Licking long stripes from your hole to your clits, and around it on the lips. My warm breath ghosting over your clit while I tease. Not giving you what you want, not yet. See, good girls, they get what they want right away, and they get to come. But brats? Brats get teased. Remember to keep your hands on the table, little slut. It would be such a shame if you had to wait for permission to come. Keep those legs nice and spread for me. I know your ass is sore from the spanking, but that doesn't mean that you can close your legs on me. I want full access to every one of your holes. I want to flick your clit and make you cry. Such a delicious tasting pussy. And it's so pretty too. It's so fun to just bury myself between your folds. Oh, have my tongue circle your clit. It seems like someone's being on their best behavior, aren't you? I'm trying to keep your hands on the desk for me. What a good girl. See, if you were always this good, then I wouldn't have to punish you. I wouldn't have to spank you and make your ass so sore, but here we are. The only way you ever learn a lesson is when I'm harsh to you, isn't that right? That's it, my good girl. Let my tongue dance around your clits. So fucking wet for me. You taste good on my fingers, but it's even better directly from the source. What a lovely sight you make right now. Your legs are spread, your pussy's wet and glistening, and your ass is so sore. And of course, you're bent over, all of it on display for anyone to see. That's my good girl. I knew she was in there. Just had to spank the brat out of you, huh? So pretty for me. And this seems to be the only way to get you to behave, to promise you an orgasm. I know it feels good, baby girl, but keep those hands on the table. Unless you want to be asking permission to come. And I don't think you do. After all, you're such a brat. You like to do things yourself. You think you can handle it. You think you deserve to be in control. I wonder why you've ever had that silly thought, because clearly you look so much better like this. Being a subordinate. You clearly weren't meant to be a boss or someone dominant. Not when you're so beautiful in your submission and your weakness. You taste so fucking good. I can't get enough of this. So good for me, baby girl. I love how easy it is for my tongue to just play with your clit and move it around. I love how easily and how perfectly your pussy lips mold to my real ones. I love how your body just feels against mine. I love working you closer and closer to orgasm, watching your body start to get closer and closer. All those telltale little signs, like your breathing just becoming faster in it. That's a pretty girl. So good for me. Doesn't my tongue feel good? The wet heat from my mouth mixing with the wet heat from your pussy. You're so fucking wet. It's adorable. Such a slut for your boss. Just a slut who's easy to the fuck. Because you want it all the time, don't you? That's my good girl. Taking it so well. Just like I knew you would, baby girl. Making me so happy. You're making me so proud by keeping those hands on the desk. Don't move them. Remember what I said. Good girls get to come, but brats get teased. It's up to you what you want to be. Do you want to come and be my good girl? Or do you want to wait and ask for permission like a brat who needs to learn her place? Oh, that's what I thought. Oh, I can feel how fucking close you are. Your thighs keep trying to close, keep trying to bring me closer. You wanna come, baby girl? You can if you want. I'm not stopping you. Oh, so pretty. Such a delicious pussy. That's my beautiful slut. Allowing me to play with your pussy like this. It seems someone had an orgasm. You taste so fucking good, baby girl. But I'm not finished with you yet. Oh, that look in your eyes. You're regretting this, aren't you? You see, I've given your ass attention with the spanking, and I just gave your clit so much attention with my tongue, but your pussy? It's looking pretty left out, isn't it? Such a shame. An empty hole like this? It seems like it needs something filling it. Good thing I came prepared today, too. Just like you didn't wear any underwear. I made sure that underneath my dress I was wearing a strap. See, now I'm going to fuck my good girl and make her come again before sending her out to the floor to work her full shift. You don't have to pout. I know a slut like you can take it all. All you have to do is keep your legs spread and hands flat on the desk for me. It's so easy, even you can do it.